We are about to begin Simin Tov Gimel, and that's what we're doing today. So Shavas Bebika. What happens if someone before Shabbos was Kona Shvisa in a big open area? So the halachi is that he gets from there, he gets his dollar amis and 2,000 amis after that, v'zehu. And that's it. V'hikifua enam Yehudim b'Shabbos mechitzis ledira. On Shabbos, non-Jews went and they cordoned off the whole area with kosher mechitzas. They mamish built walls around it in order for people to live there. They went ahead, moved in, and put mechitzas around it, so that you now find yourself in an enclosed area, ladira. The halacha usually is that the entire enclosed area gets the din of your dalet amas, and you get 2,000 amas outside that. Eina holachaba el alpayim ama. All you get is 2,000 amas. You're not allowed to walk further than that. She'ena kulo kedalat amis. We do not give the entire area the halacha of dalat amis. Kevin shelo shavas ba'aver hamechitzes. The halacha is that it's got to be that bein hashmoshes, you were in an area that was enclosed ladira. But if bein hashmoshes, you were in an open area and then it became enclosed ladira, that does not give you this area as if it were just dalat amis and then 2,000 amis outside it. Now the Mefarshim asked the Kasha, why is this any different than in a case of somebody that on Shabbos was taken by non-Jews by force? He was taken out of his place and placed in a city that's outside his tchum. The halach is he can walk for the entire city. So why is that any different? Ben Hashmash, as he was not there, the whole city should not get the din of dalat amis. So they answer that over there he was taken out of his tchum. He was out of his tchum, he shouldn't walk at all. Chazal, nevertheless, they presented him with a dalat amis. When they presented him with a dalat amis, that was on Shabbos. At that point, there are mechitzas there. There were mekel, and they said the entire area is called dalat amis. Whereas over here, no one's presenting him with anything. His tchum was the tchum that he was kona on Erev Shabbos. Since Bein HaShmoshes, this was not an enclosed area, all he gets are 2,000 amis. Now the Mechaber deals with another issue, which is very interesting. Umetaltel bekul al yedei zrika. The halacha is that unlike the halachas of tchumin, in terms of reshuyas, the halacha is that a place can become a reshus hayachid in the middle of Shabbos. So that, let's say, non-Jews went and built up a wall around the city. They made it into a reshus hayachid around an area. It was hukaf ledira. They made it into Rosh Hashanah in the middle of Shabbos. You're allowed to carry there. So it turns out that in this case, he could only walk for 2,000 amis. And let's say the area that they enclosed is larger than 2,000 amis. So he could only walk up until 2,000 amis. But he can carry to the wall. Now, how do you carry if you can't walk there? You can throw it. So umetalto bekula yedei zrika. He's allowed to throw things in the entire enclosed area. Shiyachol lizrak afilu chutzla alpayim, so long as it's within the walls. Sherei rishus hayachid gomerhu kevan shehukaf ledira. So what the Mechaber is pointing out is that it may be ironic, but there's a big contrast here. With regard to carrying, which is an iser daraisa, we do not say that it's dependent on what it was bein hashmoshes. The halach is, so long as now it's an enclosed area, it's a rishus hayachid, and you're allowed to carry it. You're allowed to carry in it. Whereas with regard to tchumin, even though alpayim am is a rabbanon, nevertheless, that's dependent on Erev Shabbos bein hashmoshes, when Shabbos just comes in. Since at that point it was not enclosed, we do not give it a din of dalat amis as one area. He can only carry for 2,000 amis within this walled area. And after that point, he couldn't walk, but he can carry. So he's allowed to throw something there. Now the Ramah has a chumrah. Says the Ramah, that's only throwing. Avalitaltel mamish chutz ledalat amis osur afilatoch alpayim. Says the Ramah, the halacha is that you cannot carry behedya even outside your own four amis. How come? He gives it a chumrah here. Since you're not allowed to carry past 2,000 amis, so you're now in an area that is open to a makam that you cannot be metaltel. So that asur's tiltul for you. Is a very big chiddush of the Ramah, and Rov Achronim are cholik, Rov Poskim are cholik on the Ramah, and they say it's not pasuach to a makam that's aser betiltul. It's pasuach to a makam that you can't get to, but of course it's mutar betiltul, so that there is no such halacha that you can't do tiltul biyadayim because your area is pasuach to another area where you cannot do tiltul biyadayim. So the halacha, the mishtabur comes out like the mechaber, and the halacha will be that you can throw anywhere within this enclosed area, even though you can only walk for 2,000 namas.